We are going to go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. It's a day that you've made. It's a day that we are alive and we can get up and say good morning. It's a day that we are walking with you. It's a day that you gave us hope. You give us joy. You give us peace, and nobody can take that away from us. And Lord God, no matter what goes on, we stand on your promises, knowing, Lord, that in you we live and move and we have our being, and we win no matter what. I thank you for our wonderful co-founders, Dr. PK, Brother Lester, Dr. Vanessa, Father. Thank you for the team members, Lord. Thank you for the minister that's coming forward who's going to bring us a word, Lord God, that we'll be able to chew on, Father God, and we'll be able to go out and share it with others in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, thank you that this call is clear. We thank you that the words will be able to hear. There will be no hindrances. There will be no type of distractions in the mighty name of Yeshua. And right now I say thank you, Lord, because you are great and you are greatly, greatly to be praised. I love you, family, and I am going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, precious.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that wonderful tag. Joy, hope, peace that the world didn't give and the world can't take away from us. And we're grateful for that. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. And I ask the Lord to bless each and every person in a special way today. God bless you all. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is based on Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time you like. The website is www.themastercall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Theme for this year in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. Amen. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-POUND, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday. The topic is allergies and is hosted by the dynamic duo, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So once we get off this call, let's jump on over to that call. Right now, I would like to introduce our speaker, who is Minister Cynthia Cox for this morning. And I want to give you and read just some of her bio. Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox was elected as the 79th Assembly District leader and held her position such for the past 10 years. Minister Cynthia serves as DC 37 union member and delegate, vice president of Pension Social Security, life member of the National Council of Negro Women, a life member of the NAACP, an active NAACP Bronx branch member, a chairperson of the Neighborhood Advisory Board, and a board member of number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focused on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social service and economic needs. Her goal is to implement self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy position, Minister Cynthia sings gospel and is the treasurer at the AME Zion Church on the Hill, the vice president of Missionary Society, and a member of the Steward Board. She also holds a certificate in Christian ministry from New York Theological Seminary and certified in the Anthony Robbins Wealth Mastery Program. And she is presently in training for leadership with the John Maxwell Organization. Minister Cynthia is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur and a graduate of the New York Police Department Citizens Police. The Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. So at this time, I would like to present to some and introduce to others. Minister Cynthia Cox, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Ms. Lakeisha?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much for that awesome introduction. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to each and every one. I am so grateful to be on this call. I want to thank Minister Robin for her tag this morning. I tell you, no one can take it away. You're absolutely right. I'm very thankful for that and that powerful prayer. You know, God has been good to me, and I just thank you. And Minister Keisha, thank you. I sometimes have to remember all those things on my bio, but it's only about God. It's only about God, because you can't do anything without him, because he gives you your strength this morning. So I just want to say I praise God for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robbins-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership for the massacre through Monday through Friday. So, you know, I can't do but thank those ladies. I smile every day, because it hadn't been for them. Oh, what would I be, Lord Jesus? But this call, we give thanks to praise God for the Diaz de Leon family for the opportunity out of his life, bringing it to America. Wow, I'm just so grateful. 30 years, oh God, and I'll be 10 years in October in the artist's life. And I'm so grateful. I'm still smiling from this day that my success coach, Mr. Reggie Flanagan, had called me to share this with me. So I give him thanks also this morning. And I want to thank, I'm going to come to you all a few minutes. And what it's like, yesterday was a day I shared with Dr. Vanessa on the call that I was going to be another tag in my life, another position in my life, and it's only God, it's not me. Sometimes I ask, how do I get in so many things? I have no idea. They say your leadership and your consistency, you're there. I want to come to you a few minutes with the power of God to protect and to provide. The power of God to protect and provide. He does do that for us. We got to understand it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I wish you as my first beginning. I thank you this morning. I praise you as constant helper and call you as our loving protector. Guide us by your wisdom and comfort us in the justice. Just at our mercy. Thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you and we adore you for everything that you do in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm coming to you again from Isaiah 41. Verse 8 through 20, but the second time, I will not go through all of those, but if you have your Bible, you can read it. The power of God to protect and provide. God protects us and he provides for us. I read Psalms 91 all the time. I read that whole passage. Psalms 91, whosoever in the shelter of the Most High God will read this and show shelter Almighty. God is good. He is a good God. He never changes. We change. He doesn't change. He protects us through all the things. I tell you, so many things, and you're coming in New York, and so many things coming at you. But as long as you have the armor and come outside. I sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I think I come back and I say, oh Lord, let me not be in a hurry this morning because something is out there waiting for me to take me off my game when I'm when I don't have that armor on. So I just giving God praise. So just tell God power of protecting is provided, and He protects us. He takes us if we understand what He does. Reading from Isaiah 41 and verse 8, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham and my friend, thou whom I have taken from the end of the earth and called thee from the chief of men. Therefore said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and do not to cast thee away. For I am thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee, yet I will help thee, yet I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. Behold, all that they were and sit against thee, be ashamed and confound. There shall be nothing that they scribe with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even then the content with thee, they that war against thee shall be nothing, and the thing of thee not. Now let me just come to you a few minutes. Says God, the power of God protection and provides. God has power to protect and provide for Israelite people. This is a wonderful assurance to all believers who says that they fail the Lord often. Falling short of His glory, Israelite too failed the Lord repeatedly, miserably, disappointed God over and over again. Nevertheless, the Lord loves His people. He never ceased to reach out to them. For in generation of Israelite were oppressed not only by the Assyrians, but the Babylon, but also the surrounding nations to proceed to the wonderful empire. They suffered continuously hardship and look in the screams of triumph down through the history, all due to their sins. Israelites say that true of Jews, Gentiles, trusted the Lord to live righteous life. Most of them are living unbelief, rejecting God and engaging in sin, unrighteous behavior. Still, the Lord loves His people. He reaches out and compares them. In the presence of the Scripture, God stirs Israelites to give strong encouragement, hoping for His people. If they truly believe, follow Him. He could use His power to deliver them from their captivity and protect them and provide for them. Note that I understand that God He's protected me through all this time in this part of this world. He protects us all. God assures that we got to understand Him. We got to see that God is He's provided. Sometimes I was so happy when I left home yesterday, and then when I get to doing, we had to be voted in yesterday for a new veteran position, but in the meantime, I thought that I would be in the same position, but somehow they changed it to a housing. So, you know, I didn't, you know, like sometimes you don't understand how God works. You just have to just hold on to God and change your hand. And then they also, you know, then I got a new person working with me. So, you know, I said, you know what, God, I said, sometimes you can say you can reject it or you can say, yes, I accept. But, you know, I started to say I reject it, but you know what? I said, no, God always, things happen for a reason, so you have to just move forward. So I said, God protected me from all the things that's happening. So I said, God assured me that there was his choice to serve. I got to serve. I can't, you know, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone. We want to stay in the same position, but we have to move around and do what God has us to do, because he is my protector. He protected me from all. So I said, well, Lord, let me just go on and do what you want me to do. I would go to housing, because that is a big thing here in New York, because of, you know, affordable housing, so they say. But anyway, God says, we want me to understand, and I have to go and share with others. God promised it. He's promised to protect his people. There I was. I had fear, but, you know, I had to keep moving. I couldn't let this get me down. But God said, "He, don't be ashamed. Be just go and do what you got to do, because there is something there that he wants you to do." So I thank him this morning. God assured his people that they were. He chose to serve. I choose to serve. It's a reading from 8 and 9 that I've just read. And note that God himself addresses the people as Israelites. My servant of Jacob, whom I have chosen. He didn't call them to descend as Abraham. In my friends, in verse 8, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. I said, Lord, let me move forward. There are titles and great honor. Considering what the privilege is to serve God to choose, by choosing him. He is a descendant of Abraham. The friends. God has always purchased a close relationship with him. I have a close relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I can't say, oh, I don't want to do that. But I said, you know what, God, you put this in my life. Read. I was reading Psalms 105, verse 4, said, look to the Lord for the script. And seek his face always. Look for the Lord. God promised to provide for us and his people. We suffer exile and return from it. The people who is poor and need me to guide them, I am so grateful that I am in the position to do what I do. The Lord would hear and cry and pray. I pray every day for what God has put in my life. He provides. He loves, he treats, he gives us everything. Isaiah 4 says, for God proclaimed good news and guided us. He guided us, he's guided his people. He loves us, but we got to love him back. God, so let me just say, I was saying through this, first the people were not to fear because he himself would be with them. He would strengthen and help them. Uphold him, his righteousness. God promised to be with his people, apply to all his righteousness. And I said to myself, even though some people might have been smiling, but I said, you know, let me smile too, because God has given me a new life, I got a new attitude. I'm going to do this. I'm going to help others. I'm going to help our folks to get a new place where they can be able to live. Lord, I'm not ashamed. I'm so grateful this morning. And God said, God's people were not to be feared, because he would hold their right hand, help them as they face the enemy. In verse 13, note that the closing of relationship being stressed. Here the Lord tells the righteous that the people, that God is your God. He doesn't shame to believe who is facing oppression and hardship. The third one says God's people is not to fear, because he was the Redeemer. The Redeemer here referred to his kingdom. And I said to them, who is sending his history of family protector? The Redeemer has a person who saved him. Save us from all our troubles. Save the family from hardship. Save. We got to save the family that they may have a place to live today. I promise that I will be the helper. I promise that I will be there to help. God delivered me from all. Note that other lords claiming this. People look at you and they want to see whether you want to reject it. But I said, God, I got to move on. I got to understand what you're doing to share with me. The Lord will empower others. He will empower people to do what happened. We all have a job. We all have something to do as we move forward in helping people to be healthy. We all have the entrepreneurship to do what God has given us. This is the time that the Lord will give us give the heart to rejoice and be glory and be glad in it. So we said, God, power God to protect and provide. This is what he does. God assures people that he will provide for them. Yes, he will. The secret promise of God to prepare God, provide for people. His people during the Babylon exile and their return from the captivity, however, promised to apply every generation to believe. Whenever God's peoples are poor and need of hardship, they thirst. The Lord will help you if you understand. I went to a homegrown service, and he said, I am burying a lot of young people, but this, the person that was going home service was, she was 91 years old. He says, I am burying a lot of people. I said, well, God will provide. The family was just, she was a beautiful woman. The power of God, that's why I said, without God will protect you if you only understand what he has for us. I can't do but thank him this morning. And when things happen like it did yesterday, all I can say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Let nobody come before. Don't let nothing turn you off from what you're doing, because that's what people want you to do, to give up. And I said, no. I said, that's a God up there. He's the power. God is the power, and he protects me from all harm and danger. So I give God the praise this morning for all that he has done. I thank him this morning. I can't thank him enough for the goodness and the power that he has given me to move forward in this political arena. So a thought today, two of the greatest promises of God are to protect and his vision. If we are believers who truly follow the Lord, he promised to protect and believe, deliver us by enemies and attack of oppressed. Although God does not always deliver us from difficult situations, he will always deliver us through them. No matter what, the trials, hardship, temptation, adversity, and comfort us, God protect us. He give us whatever provision we need to overcome the difficult situation. So yesterday was looking difficult, but I said, Lord, I got to walk through this. I can't let nobody turn me around now, but you gave me this to do. This is your assignment. You gave me an assignment, so I got to move forward. If we were genuine, truly God's, obey him and commandment, live righteously, Lord promised to deliver us through financial difficulties, unemployment, broken relationship, family, division, business problems, emotional difficulties, sorrows, disease, hunger, and thirst. So the Lord is delivering us from all of these things, and we understand what moment of departing from. Quickly, the eyes to blink. Lord will transfer us from world to heaven. One moment we were in the world, and the next moment we will be present with God. The Lord promised to protect us through all trials and life from the enemy who is oppressing us. Behold, I give you the power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over the power of enemies, and nothing shall be any means hurt you. It's coming from Luke 10 and 19. But there shall not be a hair on your head that perish, unless Luke 21. This morning, I want to say the power of God is protecting us. So this morning, hold your head up. Go out and be a light to somebody today. Go out and share this opportunity with somebody today, because God will provide power of protection and provision. Back to you, Minister. Keisha.
Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you for that profound word this morning. You were on the go coming out of Isaiah and talking about the power of God to protect and provide for us, and there's nothing like the hand of God being upon our life. So shortly, I will ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. So let's pray and go over our prayer requests. Father, we thank you right now, Father, for who you are. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your wisdom and your understanding. We thank you that your hand is upon our life, Almighty God. And, Father, we shall have it no other way. Father, I lift up Minister Cynthia Cox before you right now, and I ask you, Lord, everything that she pours out, oh, Father, God, give her a double portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, as she leads, oh, Father, in every area, Father, we pray right now that your power and your protection is over her, Father, not only to Father, to lead the people, Father, but be effective in everything that she do. Prosper the works of her hands, oh, Father, and order her steps in your word. Father, we thank you for her. Father, we lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father. We thank you for your daughters, oh, God. We thank you right now for the wisdom, the anointing, and the glory that's upon their life. We asking you, Lord, that you open up the windows of heaven and, Lord, continue to pour out upon them like never before and give them their heart's desires. Father, we lift up the artist family, God, the first family, God, and, Lord, everyone that's connected right now, that you continue to have your hand upon us, oh, Father, like never before. God, we declare an increase, oh, Father, in this season, Father, and the season after that, Father. Lord, that you do great and mighty things through artists and through your people, oh, Father. We thank you right now. We pray for the sickness, people that's sick, oh, Father, and shut in. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we declare that they are healed and made whole on the earth, oh, Father, as it is in heaven, Father. We lift up Mother Josie today and Mother Oliver, Father, Mother Blackwell, Father, Aunt Brenda, Father God, Robin's dad, oh, Father, baby Taryn, oh, Father, baby Scout, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Minister Sharon Starr, Sister Jackie, Father, Pastor Everett, Sister Jerry, oh, Father, Sophia Stallworth family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you continually bless them and pour out upon them like never before, giving them your strength from day to day, oh, Father. We pray for the bereaved families today, the Flanagan family, oh, God, Joanne Goody Charles family, God, Millicent Bolden family today, in the name of Jesus. You said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, Father. We lift them up to you and ask, Lord, that you put your mighty hand upon their life, oh, God. Touch their heart, God. Lord, lift heavy burdens today and comfort them, Father God, in this time and in this space, oh, Father. We lift up the TMC family today. Everyone that's on this call right now, God, hear their heart today and bless their desires, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that you take not your Holy Spirit from us, oh, Father God, but, Lord, keep us in the race. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, God, and we bless you, and these are the things that we ask in Jesus' name. To hear this playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-POUND. And thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and opened the call with a prayer and a powerful tag this morning. God bless you. And Minister Cynthia, thanks again for this powerful message this morning out of Isaiah 41. And would you come right now and close us with a benediction?
Okay. Thank you so much, Minister. This is so praising be to God. Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, in Christ, God, give us every spiritual blessing in every heavenly world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, go out and have a God-blessed day, you guys.